cared for and to raise happy, successful children. But sometimes, when a job disappears, your income is cut, or you reach the top rung of your current career ladder. Even hard work isn't always enough. Earning your bachelor's degree in leadership and marketing or leadership and management through the degree completion program at Harding University can help. Designed for adult students, this innovative program features evening classes that meet once a week, as well as a variety of online courses so you can customize a schedule to fit your life. And scholarships are available. If you're 23 or older and have at least 60 hours of college credit, call us at 501-279-0234 or visit harding.edu/DCP to learn how you can finish strong and complete your degree at Harding University.
Tired of the same old bar scene? Just wanting to unwind and relax with friends and coworkers and still be able to hear the person right next to you? You do have a place to go. Maduro's Cigar Bar and Lounge in downtown Little Rock. Maduro is a unique and fun lounge with a relaxing atmosphere for adults to enjoy great cigars, great drinks, and good times. With the backdrop of Cuban music always played, Maduro sets itself apart by maintaining all the great aspects of what it takes to be a popular gathering place, even if you're not a cigar smoker. And to help further enlighten the mood and relaxation, Maduro provides an abundance of comfortable leather chairs and couches. You never have to feel intimidated if you're a newbie to cigars and not sure what type you like. The knowledgeable waitstaff at Maduro is always there to offer great suggestions. Maduro caters to all cigar smokers with over 150 blends of fine cigars on hand and a drink menu featuring imports, cognacs, mixed drinks, cocktails, quality liquor, wine, and beer. You can even reserve a private room for your special event, open 10 a.m. through 11 p.m. and till midnight on weekends. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, 109 Main Street.
Miss Natalie is a very practical kindergarten teacher.
Okay, children, in front of you is a circular saw with a diamond carbide blade. Kindergartners, put on your goggles, turn on your saw.
Jimmy, saw pointed down, please.
Miss Natalie learned that there are many jobs for electricians, plumbers, truck drivers, all kinds of tradespeople at littlerockhelpwanted.com.
Katie, stop that before someone loses a limb. Snack time!
We have jobs for all kinds of people. LittleRockHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's time to return to the Rush Satellite Studios. Call 433-1037 or hit us up on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Now, it's time to return to the show with no name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
Let it ride. I got to talk about something real quick, and then Roger has special guests here, and we're waiting on Firehouse Subs.
Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs. Get you some.
Called them out late. Big weekend again for Oklahoma. Maybe the most successful year, it says here, in 15 years. And the legend is back. Terry Wallace will host the free seminar, Dawn at Oklahoma. The recent Hall of Fame inductee, we were there for that, will lead participants through a rare behind-the-scenes look at Oaklawn racing. If you ever get a chance to go where the jockeys eat, have them take you down there. That is one of the best cafeterias you're ever going to find. Them jockeys eat good. They don't look like it. Dawn at Oaklawn will offer the guests a chance to mingle with some of the big names of racing and get a glimpse of this year's Arkansas Derby as they watch thoroughbreds in their early morning workouts and training. It'll be held every Saturday through the 14th from 8 till 10. And Terry's a regular guy, so he'll break it down so you can understand it. Get the latest news, race results, track conditions, and more at oaklawn.com. And Oaklawn Racing and Gaming on Facebook for news and specials. The thrills don't end at the finish line. Oaklawn offers penny games, Wheel of Fortune, blackjack, poker, video poker, and a whole lot more every day, every night, all year long. And get over there and see them, our good friend Paul Chimura, and, of course, Jamal and Sham, who make up the rest of the Hot Springs Mafia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. That's Let Them Ride at Oakland. Good morning, guests.
Good Good morning, guest. Tommy, before we get to the female football team, somebody told me, and you told me not to mention his name, so I won't.
Oh, go ahead.
Ann Bancroft is dead, but Jack Carter is still alive.
Well, Jack Carter.
And Jack Carter, and I got pictures of Jack Carter. I'm just going to say.
You're going to say he looks like Valentine.
He's nude. Because there's a show on show, there's a movie on Showtime called Shameless. And evidently Jack Carter's in it. And
I guarantee you, I would say that 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of them, I bet maybe none of them, maybe one or two have heard who Jack Carter is.
If that.
No, they don't know who Jack
is. No, they don't know. They probably think he was probably when he came to the president. Well, we've got a full house. I didn't expect this many folks in here. Introduce yourself, please.
I'm Stuart Meyer.
Get on that mic, Stuart.
Which one?
Get close. There you go.
I'm Stuart Meyer. I'm the owner of the Arkansas Banshees, women's professional football.
I didn't even know that existed.
Well, it's our inaugural year this year. They were actually a team last year under a different ownership, but we've picked this up and kind of running with it this year. So far, it's looking pretty good.
Now, how many teams are there?
Right now, in our league, there's 68 teams.
Yeah,
they range from Canada to Mexico to Guam, even.
How many are local?
We've got one team in Arkansas with the IWFL, the Independent Women's Football League.
Where do you play?
We're going to be playing out at J.A. Fair this year, it looks like.
Okay.
Wouldn't mind them coming to War Memorial, though, because we need them to play out there.
Danny Joe Crawford from War Memorial
Stadium. You guys to consider playing at War Memorial Stadium?
We'd love to.
Come right after the show.
And see if we can work out a
Don't even call. Just come on. Just come. Don't even call me. Come to the stadium.
Maybe losing games at Fayetteville. Danny Joe's trying to book anybody he can.
Because we're trying to get basketball games, all kinds of stuff. So, again, don't call. Just come out and ask for me.
You can't get basketball games at War Memorial Stadium.
That's the funny part.
That is funny.
It's going to be great.
Anyway, all right, now listen. I'm looking at you guys. So it's female football.
Right.
What are the rules?
NFL rules. We play full independent, full contact.
You have head-to-head contact penalties?
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about 11.
Look at this.
11 on 11?
I don't want high. Hi,
Amy's 6'3", 3 1/4, and she loves.
What do you pay? Defensive line.
No, I'm the right tackle.
Right tackle.
Right tackle.
And you?
Center.
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 Tight end and linebacker. Center.
I know you ain't having trouble.
Wide receiver over there, because you can tell, got the Plexico hat kind of cocked right there. She's a receiver.
Yeah, and I would imagine your receivers.
Quarterback.
You're the QB.
Yep.
And you?
I'm the production manager.
Of course. Get over here, QB. What's your name?
Victoria Brooks.
And what made you decide this is what I want to do? Obviously, you were what we used to call back in the day, you're all probably tomboys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your idea of fun was going out and kicking guys' ass on the weekend.
Of course.
And what kind of offense do you run?
We run mostly a run offense.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got some good running backs
is
out there real fast.
She ain't catching? What?
She says she's not getting enough.
No, that's because we got these two blockers right here.
You got the line.
You want to run the ball whenever you can, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I line to run anybody over.
And can you run fridge every once in a while at goal line? You could probably run her at the goal line, couldn't you?
Oh, of course. Of course. We can do everything.
You can do everything. And have you played games so far?
Not now. But we do have a scrimmage coming up on March the 10th in Brinkley.
And you wear helmets the whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah, helmets, pads.
Yeah, the little mouthpiece that you chew on and spit and all that stuff.
It wouldn't be a game without the mouthpiece, right?
That's, you know what? That should be on the bumper sticker. Wouldn't be a game without the mouthpiece.
Come on, bring it on.
And this is tackle the whole nine yards,
yeah,
everything.
The whole nine yards, yeah.
Gee whiz.
We've already lost. They had a little scrimmage game back before the first of the year. Lost one of our running backs. She had an Achilles tear, and she's just recuperating from that.
Well, they say women get that easier than guys did, the Achilles tendon, for whatever reason, tears easier in women because they did a special on women basketball players, and the percentage of women basketball players get it opposed to men, and why that is, I don't know.
Do you guys have any of you players ever heard of Haglund's deformity?
Oh, God.
Yep, that's something you'll get. You wear a lot of cleats.
That's no, it's not cleats, it's high heels.
Well, yeah. But,
We're safe.
The reason that he asked that, well, yeah, you've probably not worn as many high heels as he has, is the sad thing about it.
They were gifts. But you know what? When you get the gifts, you wear them. You do that sort of thing.
And the thing I like is he says he hardly ever wears them outside the house.
Hardly.
Yeah, just down to Walmart there, or something.
Huh? No, silly. My purse matches them. Oh, everybody knows your purse matches
okay,
your pumps.
Now, you walk up to somebody or you meet a guy or you meet whoever, and you get to talking about what you do, and you go, I play pro football. What happens then? They run?
No. They really want to know what's going on because they really never saw
I'd like to
play
see it. I'd like to see it because I would probably go in with a preconceived notion that these girls don't know what they're doing, and I'd probably be a bit real surprised when these two pancaked a couple of defensive backs.
Oh, yeah. Because you know you would. I mean, that's your deal. Do you do like my brother used to do when we used to play football? Once you're in that pile, do you push that head down? And You do. Well, you don't wear cups. We know that, though. So you got to do some
not
other
down
stuff.
There, anyway.
Yeah, you don't. No, you don't. I guess you do have to wear breast pads.
Yes.
You're doing it? Okay, fantastic. Well, where'd you get all the equipment?
Oh, that's funny. He should know that, too.
Right, I mean, I'm right with you.
I am in the media.
What's going on?
I am in the media.
Oh, my God. There's enough women's football out there that several of the companies make chest protectors that specifically for football and for women.
Okay. Well, that's understandable.
I didn't know how long
in them, and you buy like a bra. You buy them according to the cups.
That's right.
Because the movie I watched the other night, what was it? The girls when they go out on their bachelor
bridesmaids.
They kept when they were playing tennis, they would aim the tennis ball at the booth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering, and I'll just wonder aloud. And when a guy gets hit in his private parts, it's a feeling you'll never understand. When a woman gets hit in the boob, is it a feeling we can't appreciate?
Bring it on, she said.
I ain't messing with you.
Depends on how much chest you got.
It depends on how much chest you got. Well, I just know that they were aiming at their breast. Toonk, toonk, toonk.
That's what we teach them, hit the breast.
Really?
You teach them.
Yeah. Oh, so shoot the hands?
Yeah.
Shoot the hands.
I mean, if we're doing shiver blocks, the first thing what I've been teaching them is to go up, you know, and hit them like you'd normally hit a guy, and that just happens to be in the breast.
Wow.
Now, how long has female football been around?
Been around for about 6 years for our league, but 15 years for another league.
How many practices have you had?
We practice
3 days a week.
We've been going at it since October. Well, October hard.
You run a lot?
Not really, unless our coach get mad at us.
Yeah, I understand.
Any smoking on the sideline? You know, just so the kids know that it's not good for you.
The coach is?
Okay.
The coach is smoking on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah, the Jerry Jones of the group right here.
The Jerry Jones of the group. He's going to rock a cigarette.
I would like to see more of that.
All right.
They were talking about Jim Leland the other day. They were Tony La Russa has hired him in some capacity, and he said, the first thing I'm going to do is try to get him to coach. And Leland says, well, I never started smoking until you started coaching me. So you're going to have a team full of smokers.
And the first game is when?
The first game will be in April 16th.
April 14th.
Well, when Debbie T told me, she said she needed to get you guys up right away. It was short notice and all that, so I was thinking that you guys were playing this weekend.
No, we're not. But
what was the urgency that needed?
Well, a couple of different things. Number one, we're looking for sponsors. We need some help with the team. But the other thing is to let you know about Chili with a Kick. We're going to be out there tomorrow. This is for the children's home.
Yeah. Somebody else is.
Well, we had Larry Betts, a kickball.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're going to be out there cooking chili. I've got a 10-gallon vat of chili that we've got cranked up, and the girls are going to be out there helping. And we need some help getting some sponsors.
So any donations or sponsors would help you guys?
Donations or sponsors would be awesome.
You're playing the 16th of April, regardless of where we stand right now.
Yeah, right
you
now,
may be like Chico's Bell Bonds from Bad News Bears, I mean, throwing a uniform together.
It's coming out of Big Daddy's back pocket.
Big Daddy's back. Right well, now. You know what? You got to start somewhere.
You know, I just had to go through a 10-day work run so I can buy uniforms and pants.
You know, and I hate to say this, but you know how you get people to come see you. Just win, baby.
Well, and that's it. I've got girls out here. We've got a front line that averages about 275, 285.
I could do a swim
I've got
move,
one
though,
girl
I bet.
That has legitimate 4.5 speed.
Wait a minute.
4.6.
Wait a minute. My little friend over here from time to time will spout stuff.
And just stupidly.
See, he says he
and
can
that's
put
his
a
job.
Do you know what a swim move is?
No.
All right, yeah, you two get up there like you're blocking, and you get by them.
Okay. Here we go.
You said you could do it.
I'd like to say once again that this is my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
You know this one? Okay, okay. Come on, come on. Come on with your swim move.
Don't hurt Roger.
Oh, God. She threw him into the wall, RJ. Hey, no. Oh. You ain't getting through that. Go.
I feel like we're doing Bull in the Ring or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, she hurt my chest. These bulls, y'all did teach him well, didn't
she? She does not fool around, man.
She ain't fooling around. I couldn't get around. You know what? I have to go long. I got to go long. Still, oh, I'm coming at you. I'm jumping over the center.
I figure your best bet is go the other way.
Yeah, you know what? Is to watch the game in the stand.
Well, and this is the one that showed up for practice one day, and she just told us flat off, you know, I don't care about football. I don't know anything about football.
Really?
I'm just here to get in shape, and I figure if I got with a whole bunch of other folks, it'd help me get in shape. And she played that scrimmage game, and she's like, I freaking love this game. I get to hit people, and I get to do it for fun.
So this is more like the longest yard then?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
What do you do other than this? Do you have other jobs? Do you work someplace else?
Well, let's say Victoria over there works for Pulaski County Detention Facility.
I don't want to go there.
Evidently, neither does she.
Amy's a full-time mom and a full-time student. She's got three children.
Boy, just think if your mom was playing offensive tackle, you would never get a spanking. I swear to God, I'll just put myself in my own room. Here's the key. Lock me in.
I love doing homework, Ma.
Yeah.
I love doing homework. No, that's it. What about the rest of you? Anything? Were you working? Were you working, flanker?
No, I stay at home. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. All right. You?
No, stay at home.
Stay at home. Anybody else? So y'all just need to get out. Y'all just want to get out
work, yeah.
And get worked out. Well, that's good. All right.
Especially the one there in the back that's been sponging off me for the last 20 years.
Well, because – oh, right, oh, is that right? Okay.
That'd be that one.
Is that your wife?
Huh?
Is that your wife?
No, that's the wife.
That's okay. Wife. That's daughter.
I'm the baby.
Your baby. Okay. Babysitter.
That's
okay.
FedEx.
And who's the other guy?
I'm just window dressing.
Okay. And scene. Well, all right, here, April 16th, you guys are going to be starting a season. It'll be at, I'm sorry?
14th.
April 14th, excuse me. I've got the in between is tax day. So April 14th, J Fair, that's when your season starts. But this weekend, you'll be at Dickie Stevens.
Yep.
And
absolutely. Come on out and visit with some of the girls. If you're interested in playing, we still got some positions open. You can still get in. Got time to learn the system. Love to have you out there.
Give a number if people want to get a hold of you.
The number is 501-270-1469.
There it is. Well, good. And what's the name of the team?
Arkansas Banshees.
I can see that. Go Arkansas. There it is. All right.
Do you follow football as a whole? And if so, who's your favorite player?
Who's your favorite player? Anybody? Who's your favorite?
You got a favorite player?
Drew Brees over here.
Who you got? Who you got?
Vic.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Boom.
Yeah, you got to have a cocky quarterback.
In your face.
I'd like to see this. Right. So keep us updated, and we'll put the word out for you guys.
Thanks, gang. Thank y'all.
Okay. Go Banshees.
Go Banshees.
Get them. That swim move.
You see that, though? You see it.
Yeah, I saw it.
She hurt me.
This is SportsCenter.
It was a rough night for men's college basketball teams around the state. We'll start in Fayetteville as the Razorbacks lost to Alabama 79-68. The Hogs have now lost five of their last six games. At the Jack Stevens Center, North Texas gave UALR fits as they tried to wrap up the West Division crown. It took overtime, and in the end, North Texas walked away with a 75-67 win. Western Kentucky needed a three-pointer with 2 seconds left in the game to beat Arkansas State 79-76. ASU and UALR will play in the final regular season game of the year on Saturday at the Jack Stevens Center. The Arkansas women's basketball team team knocked off number 9 Tennessee last night, 72-71 in overtime. It's the first time Arkansas has won in Knoxville in school history. To the diamond, the Razorback baseball team will try to stay undefeated as they host Valparaiso in a 3-game series. First pitch is set for today at 3:05. UCA hosts Southern Illinois Edwardsville for a 3-game series starting today at 3 o'clock. And tonight in the Buzz, it's the high school basketball game of the week as Russellville travels to Cabot. Tip-off is set for 7. I'm RJ Hawk, and you've been slammed to 103.7 The Buzz.
This report on 103.7 The Buzz is brought to you by Rainwater Holton Sexton. If you've been injured, they'll help you weather the storm. Visit callrainwater.com. Rainwater Holton Sexton.
Weather with Channel 7's Melinda Mayo.
Well, no more 70s or 80s for a while. A little bit cooler today. Mostly sunny skies, though, later on. And a high this afternoon of 59. Windy, though. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low, about 33 degrees. The weekend looks good. Temperatures in the 60s both days and mainly sunshine. From the Channel 7 Weather Center, I'm Melinda Mayo for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hear that? It's the sound of the hardest working, best selling trucks in America roaring onto the road during another legendary Ford Truck Month. Super Duty leads the way with unrivaled fuel economy and unequaled power, while F-150 with EcoBoost delivers the best combination of torque, capability, and MPGs you can find. Get them together, and you've got yourself the most efficient lineup of pickups, period. So when those engines crank, listen up. Not only are you hearing Ford outperform the competition once again, you're hearing people all over the country getting the job done and saving big at the pump in the process. And that's life in the Stampede. Now check out MidSouthFord.com for unbeatable truck month offers on F-150 and Super Duty. Join the Stampede at your local Ford dealer today. For disclaimer information, call 1-800-411-FORD.
Hey, everybody, this is Tommy Smith for Geared Up, Central Arkansas' outdoor power equipment destination for sales, service, and parts. Geared Up is located on I-30 just south of the county line exit. Can't miss it. Have a great selection of Mahindra tractors. They are, believe it or not, the number one selling tractor in the world. Visit Geared Up, let them show you why Mahindra delivers superior performance, giving you the ability to push more, pull more, and lift more. Locally owned and operated, Geared Up is your one-stop shop for all your outdoor needs, from horse feed to hunting apparel to the number one selling tractor in the world. Visit Geared Up. Let them show you why you get more value with Mahindra. Geared Up's all about customer service and will let customers demo these tractors. You can take them home, try them out. I'm talking Geared Up will bring them to you and you can try them before you buy. Go by and see Todd and the guys at Geared Up Equipment and Supply, home of the best customer service and the number one selling tractor in the world. Geared Up. And remember, crop are green, tractors are red.
Now back to the high definition studios of Rush Satellite and the ABCs of music, the Mount Rushmores of Razorback legends, best cheeseburgers, and your favorite weekend getaways in Arkansas. But hey, as Paul Rush likes to say, rehashed gold is still gold. Back to you, Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
Thing he's ever done in his entire life. It's incredible. Firehouse Subs. Get that?
I'm trying to look up there. Is there a movie about Firehouse Subs? No, I'm thinking Poseidon Adventure and then Backdraft, so I'm thinking Fire. Firehouse Subs.
You're still shaking over the big girl tossing you
she
around.
She was about ready to knock me down.
What do you figure she went? 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3", I would say 6'3".
They said she was 280.
Yeah,
really? About two and a, I thought about 2.5. Okay, 280. Okay.
She could take me out as an offensive lineman. I'd run behind those two every time until I found somebody bigger.
They shot the hands on me, Tommy. They shot the hands.
Yeah, they did.
When I tried to do my swim move, and they really hurt me. So there, I can't play female football.
She came close to holding.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She didn't really hold.
No,
you know the it's a fine line between holding and not holding anymore. But RJ, if you could have seen it, it was like throwing a ping pong ball.
I could only imagine.
I was like a rag doll.
Wow. I was like a little rag doll. And
I love, though, they ask, you ask them, what kind of offense do you run? Well, we just run.
That's right. They get in behind, well, that's obviously a rarity, and we'll see what happens with the Banshees. They got T-shirts.
They do have T-shirts.
But they're looking for sponsors. Anybody wants to sponsor a female football team? Have not seen them in action, and let me tell you, they come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes, they do. And there's 68 of them. I didn't know that
68 teams throughout the country.
Yeah, throughout the country. That is a lot.
I
didn't know they existed. Been around for quite a while.
Be a tough nut to crack because you're going to have to go take some road games and load up in the car and drive somewhere.
I would like to see him at War Memorial. I hope they'll stop by. As for Danny Joe Crawford, we're looking forward to get some more teams down there, just like we're trying to get the Rice Bowl to be at War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, tell me more about this Rice Bowl.
Well, it's going to be a great game. We're going to try to get a lot of teams football.
To play football.
We're going to come down there. We'll pay them. We'll pay you to come in and play on our field. We'll give every first 1,000 people free hot dogs, but we can't get free drinks. Just can't do it.
When are you going to start this? You don't know?
I'd like to do it.
Who started all this?
ASAP member FDIC.
Who started?
And I started with the messed up phone call. And I apologize for putting them on hold up at the Fayetteville. And that's where it all started. The downfall started. I'm like Obama.
Well, you're like Obama.
I'm like Obama because when I came in, I'm having to work with what the previous administration had done. That's why we are in a terrible mess that we are. I'm just a figurehead.
So you need to get some of your own people in.
I need like a 5-year. I got a 5-year plan.
You got a 5-year
plan. Yeah, 5-year plan, outlaw. I need to get my own people in. Once we do that, we will change the whole makeup of the entire area over there. Gonna probably knock down a couple buildings. Hospital. Yeah.
Why do you feel the need to knock down the hospital?
Type of people over there.
The type of people that
bring down the property value or more.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah, it's a sickness.
What about Ray Winder? What are you doing with that? What's because I know you've been involved in talks with that too.
Trying to see if Magic Springs will open up another form of them over there to open Ray Winder back up.
Kind of an amusement park thing.
No, I didn't think about that.
No, you didn't.
No, I was just thinking no.
Well, what are you going to put in this? What are you going to put in this venue?
Like a big moon game, you know, where the kids go in and jump up and down. I want to get the world's largest one in there. Where the kids just go in and jump, it'd be like a Guinness beer of world records.
You seem to have lost reality.
I don't understand that, but I'd like to say congratulations on Charlie Stagg's retirement.
He's not retiring.
No, he doesn't know it yet.
Charlie, you're turning this bull loose in the china cabinet. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'd like to show
off. I wish Charlie would call one time when you're up here and set the record straight.
Wish he would. And thanks a lot to everybody that leaves me locked in the coolers whenever I happen to make a mistake. So I'm trying to take off all the hinges.
Locked in coolers over there.
Locked in it. And I know they hear me screaming. I know they hear my phone call. I know they do.
Does a cell phone work inside one of those things?
Until about 20 minutes in.
That's always good to find out what's going on at War Memorial.
That's good. I'll be back around.
No need to hurry.
I'll be here. And congratulations to Basil on the wedding to be announced.
Yeah, a lot of people are speculating now that Basil did propose last night, and that's the reason he's not in today. And I honestly have not heard from him, so I can't deny that. And Roger has heard from him.
I have heard from him.
They were vague.
I have heard from him. He obviously was out running. He was getting his morning running at 4:30 this morning. Now, he will be at the home show tonight, today, Tommy, from...
Well, he's supposed to give me the fifth burger company, too. We got to come up with our fifth burger. Was there a place that stood out to you guys besides David's, Three Sam's, Salem Dairy Bar, and Arkansas Burgers?
Now, yeah, one did right around the corner.
What?
Buffalo Grill.
Yeah, Buffalo Grill, there was a lot of votes.
All right. Now, I have one assignment for you, RJ.
Okay.
If you can call these places today and set them up all with one day next week, that's all you got to do.
Okay.
Because we'll need to know Monday because some of them won't come because they're not open this early.
Yeah.
And I would think that Salem Dairy Bar might be questionable. David has already been here. Three Sams is out there on Man Road. So you only got to call four of them.
Yeah, and Buffalo Grill didn't open until like 11, I think. So,
Doe's got a lot of calls, too, but I don't know what time Doe's open.
Yeah, Doe's did.
So
sure
put
did.
Doe's on the back burner.
And we also got some for Dugan's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure did.
All right.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I tell you what, if you can't get a hold of Buffalo Grill, go to Doe's. If you can't get a hold of Doe's, go to Dugan's.
Okay.
You can handle it.
I got it.
I'm trying to get lined
unlike
up.
Unlike our previous guest up here, you are the president of producers. Robert, you still here?
Yeah. I heard the slap.
It's not a slap.
I heard the slap. I bet he didn't send you a Christmas card.
Well, that's true. He was busy taking care of the show.
Anger management.
He got Tom Brokaw on. He's gotten...
That was Marsha.
We had Leah Thompson was on last week.
That's how Marsha Rick is at NBC. It's completely ridiculous.
But RJ made the contact. You'd be glad to know that today Roger got a girls' football team up here, though.
I heard that. How lame was Roger on that one? Complete loser. But we are looking for a help at War Memorial.
You're looking for help.
Look, I'm hiring. Okay. I'm trying to buy back America. Buy back America. I want to do nothing but American jobs, and we want to hire all the American people.
Have you ever
people.
Thought about going down to the Occupy Little Rock people and just saying, come on, I want to put you to work?
Would not do it. My tennis shoes cost more than all those people making their lifetime.
I heard Occupy Little Rock wanted to go to War Memorial and set up.
What would you think about that? There's nothing going on out there.
Right? I welcome them.
You welcome them?
I would welcome them to be at War Memorial anytime, jackasses. Anytime. Come on, be a part of it right now. Yeah. I figure with all the urination and defecating that they're doing over there off the street, it can help the field.
I don't know about the urination. The defecation might come in, but the thought of either one from those.
Wait a minute. What's that? Hold on. What?
The field's turf, isn't it?
Okay. I scratch that.
Yeah.
Scratch that idea. You know, I'm spitballing here. I'm spitballing.
You're spitballing?
Just spitball. Just come up with ideas. Gotta go.
Okay, well...
Where's Lindy?
Lindy no longer works here. Oh, yeah.
Knew it would happen.
You knew it would happen.
Falling apart.
I kind of miss Lindy.
I'm sure you do.
Well, she was an attractive, young, energetic, articulate. She actually could speak English properly. I'm not saying you couldn't.
Hey, listen to this. Best sub at Firehouse. I'm getting an email from someone. The engineer sub. Awesome. That's from Firehouse.
The engineer sub?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard
I'm trying to get also, and when I went and got my haircut yesterday. And
I noticed that.
Lady at Sport Clips, her dad is now a part owner of Jason's Burgers, I think is what it is, down in Hot Springs. And I told him probably, I don't know if they'll be able to be a part of this because they're so far away. But hopefully when we're down there, during the Sun Belt tournament, that we can get them to bring by some food at one time or another.
That would be awful nice.
Especially burgers.
I would love to have an official food spokesperson for the show.
Well, and you remember last year's when the controversy of the barbecue joints opened or closed on Mondays, you know, with the McClards and the...
Some were, some weren't.
Yeah. So maybe we can get somebody down there to be that spokesperson or the official sponsor.
And the highest ranking official in Cabot right now, call me and tell me what's playing at the Cabot Movie Theater so I know if I'm going to a movie tonight. Forever I wanted to see Bridesmaids. It never came to Cabot that I know of.
Really?
Not every movie comes to Cabot, believe it or not. Five or six in one. How many places you got in Bryant to go see a movie?
Nothing in Saline County. I think we got to go to Benton. I think the one in the Tinseltown is in Benton.
Is it?
Yeah, it's between where I live and Denton's.
Here's how old I am. I hate going home, waiting for Karen to get home. Good, she didn't get home at 7 o'clock, so we have to go see a 9 o'clock feature, driving all the way to Little Rock and driving back. I'm sorry, I just hate that. Lakewood, I guess I could go to, but they got a nice theater in Cabot. What's showing there? Come on, give me something.
Okay, hopefully somebody will call.
Damn it!
What? Firehouse, come on!
John.
What's happening, Tommy?
I'm about to lose it.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's just weekends here, brother.
That's right, it's Friday.
Do what you want to do weekend.
Yeah, weekend.
Well, hey, listen, Man, I hate to put a downer on you, but I'm worried about War Memorial Stadium. I mean, I'm like you. I've grown up here in actually Northern Little Rock all my life. I'm 48. And, man, I mean, I was never a ball boy, but I grew up with my parents taking me to Razorback games there.
Yes.
And, you know, they're taking the games away. And,
yes.
And you know, when the contract's over in 2016, that's pretty much going to be it. And you know it. Everybody knows it.
I am in a state of denial right now, but I also agree. You know, and if I step back and I'm living, and I always try to do this with stuff that involves Razorbacks. If I live in Minnesota now, I look at Little Rock and I'll go, well, so they're moving the games from here to there, and that place holds how many people, the campus is where. Well, that makes sense. But being an Arky who can remember when they would hold four games in Little Rock and three in Fayetteville, and you know why they did that? Because they needed us. They needed Little Rock then. They don't need us anymore, so they got that.
Well, I mean,
I can count.
He's a good enough coach to draw in kids from all over. But my main point of interest here is the fact that how long do you see before they actually eradicate War Memorial Stadium? Because what are they going to do? I mean, you don't seriously think ASU can actually do anything with them because they can't even fill up their own stadium in Jonesboro.
You know what? But for people here, I would go see them. I mean, obviously they got to get better. They got to win.
They got to have a break-even number that's lower than Arkansas's. Yesterday they were reporting Malzahn was making $1.5 million a year.
Yeah.
And today it's like, we meant $850,000.
And they're trying to find the money to pay him.
Yeah. So I understand what you're saying because except for two Saturdays out of the year, the place pretty much is dormant. And that's a big...
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that at some point it's just going to be an empty parking lot. I mean, it's an old football stadium that it's going to go away. It is.
We got new elevators.
Well, like the song says, they tore down paradise and put up a parking lot.
No doubt about it.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen, John. I hope it doesn't happen. What's
Me
up,
too.
James?
Hey, Tommy, you got an iPhone, man?
No.
Oh, well, I was going to tell you.
What is that? Come on, man.
What
are you making fun of people?
What's showing up there that I might want to see?
Well, the real reason I'm saying is if you got an iPhone or your wife's got one, just download Fandango.
Fandango.
It does all your movie. Okay. Tells you what movies to play and where. You can order your tickets and all that crap. Good luck trying to get a cabin fall if it's trying to call you back.
Good point, caller.
Hey, by the way, I just got a phone call from Trey Schaap. Yeah. And he wants Tommy to do color for the Cabot game tonight.
Well, he can forget about it. the realist, I can't do that tonight. Trey, tonight's date night.
Yeah, it's Holy Friday. Thing.
No, it's not Holy Friday.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I was going to tell you, Tommy, you got to get with the times, man. I got apps for that.
I'm well aware of
He still has a flip
Let
phone, man.
Let me tell
man.
You something. I went to try to stay in the loop. I actually went to Joe Franklin and said, am I pissing off black people by having a black Mount Rushmore of the athletes? Because I want to stay in the loop. I want to stay in tune. And he told me that, yes, there were some people that were bothered by that.
Well, they ain't crazy. I'm going to tell you what I'm bothered by when some of these stores have Black History Month sales on Kool-Aid and cocoa butter. Now, that's offensive.
You know what?
They got a little Black History sticker on the Kool-Aid saying it's on
They
sale.
Do not. They do not have a Black History sticker. Yes. They do not have a Black History sticker. Where? What store?
I'm not going to put them on blast, but yeah, they do.
What city?
They do.
What city?
I'm going to send you the picture. I'm going to send it to you.
Hey, what city are you talking about?
I'm going to inbox you. It ain't Arkansas. You know they ain't crazy enough to do that.
You mean to tell me they got it's Black History Month sticker on Kool-Aid and Count Chocula?
Cocoa butter.
Oh, my God. That's what...
<Yeah. laughs>
Send me a picture.
Tell me, this means war, which is a chick flick about the two guys, you know, trying to find the same girl.
Is that good?
I don't know. An act of valor with the Navy SEALs.
All right, here's the deal. Okay, are you in Cabot, realist?
No, I got an iPhone, and I'm looking on the app.
Oh, dig it, because I'm sitting there looking. I didn't know if that was the same. Is it the Silver Screen Cinema, Tommy?
Yeah.
Silver Screen Theater at 100 Cinema Boulevard in Cabot.
Well, tell him what he's got, bro.
What was the first one you said? Because I think I might see that.
This Means War. It's the two guys fighting over the girl in there.
Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. All right.
Its runtime is 98 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, and then you got the Act of Valor with the real, you know, Navy SEALs in it. Its runtime is 111 minutes. And then all this other stuff is crap, really.
How come you didn't bring up Tyler Perry?
Because he don't want to go see that.
You know what? For some strange reason, this cat knows me. He knows who he knows. He went with a movie that is a lighthearted comedy that my wife will love, and I'll probably get a chuckle out of. And the key,
in a military movie.
And the key was 98 minutes. I'm in, baby.
Well, here's the deal. On Saturday, now, the matinees, Saturday and Sunday, are at 2 and 4. That's chill and 4.
Chill. And four.
So I can check out This Means War at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, you can. Chimp and 4:30. Chimp and
4:30. Peace out, man.
Peace out, man.
Send
it to me, dog. See you, bro.
Hey, thanks a lot, realist. Good hearing from you. I like that guy. we just received words that wrestling man has a duty he has to go perform.
What's the matter?
Well, they need you somewhere. They need you to follow.
You know, it's my acts of valor. This is what I do. People need me because they hope.
This could be rather nasty.
What's that?
Apparently, Crawford came over here because he has, taken out a facility at War Memorial that he normally uses to take care of
personnel. You mean to say the Shimper's full?
Yes. He stopped up the Shimper at War Memorial.
I'm gonna need a bigger snake. Maybe get that out of there. But, you know, don't worry about it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Wesley, man. I appreciate y'all there. Thanks a lot. You probably got that information from Trey Shapp, didn't you? I just need to come over here.
As a matter of fact, Trey Shapp is on his game today asking me to do Cabot Games, and he passes along from the Inquirer that you have.
Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it, Daddy Joe Crawford. You and I go way back. You don't ever tick me off like Roger did, because I'm telling you right now, heaven knows that if I didn't have two strikes against me, I would kill him. But I do not want to spend the rest of my life in prison by killing a bug like Roger Scott.
I don't blame you, Rusty, man. Go ahead and get his ass. Get his ass. All right, I got to go. Some toilet paper, too. Can you bring some of that?
Got it all in the truck.
You know, first of all, I know Wrestling Man's out of sorts because there's little twigs breaking out. His body thinks it's spring. So he's...
It's buds.
It's buds. You got buds sticking up, and it looks like a bad case of tree acne.
Smashes my eyes.
Are you tired of suffering from stiff, achy joints? Are you currently taking pills to relieve joint discomfort? Well, we're so sure that our natural joint supplement will give you the relief you're looking for that we're going to give adults who call in the next 5 minutes a complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, one of the fastest, most effective joint supplements available. Call 1-800-700-1440 now for details on how to guarantee your sample. One of the only joint supplements developed specifically to soothe and relieve joints from discomfort, Instaflex can start relieving your joint discomfort in a matter of days. And Instaflex works on all of your joints, so your back, knees, hands, and hips can finally get the comfort and relief they need. You shouldn't have to pay for a joint supplement that doesn't work. Instead, call for your complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. Hurry, there are only 4 minutes remaining. For your complimentary 2-week sample, call now, 1-800-700-1440, 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
Attention boaters, fishermen, and RVers. It's time for the 26th annual Hot Springs Boat Tackle and RV Show. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. See more than 200 boats and RVs on display. Motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, pontoon boats, bass boats, deck boats, ski boats, wakeboard boats, personal watercraft, and much more. And if you want fishing tackle, the show has more discount fishing tackle than ever before. Bring the kids for the Bass Federation Real Kids Casting Competition. And to see the Arkansas Game and Fish Aquarium. All the biggest dealers will be at the Hot Hot Springs Boat Tackle and RV Show, offering the final show discounts of the season. And you could win the grand prize, $1,000 in cash. Come join us this weekend for your final chance to save big on a new boat or RV. Show hours are 10 till 8 Friday and Saturday and 10 till 6 on Sunday. Adults $5, children 12 and under free. Don't miss your last chance to save big at the Hot Springs Boat Tackle and RV Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Hot Springs Convention Center. Sponsored by the Sentinel Record, another Denton and Griffey attraction.
Renew your ride with a new set of tires during Firestone Complete Auto Care's February tire event. Right now, buy three, get the fourth free on Firestone Affinity Touring tires for your passenger vehicles. Available in 28 popular all-season sizes and backed by a 70,000-mile limited treadwear warranty. We also have a wide selection of other branded Bridgestone, Firestone, and Primewell tires to fit your make and model. Visit TireQuote.com to find your car's tire.
Firestone Complete Auto Care. Together, we'll keep your car running newer, longer.
This is Mark Miller, General Manager of Frank Fletcher, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Sherwin. And folks, we're looking for pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, I'm not on here just asking you to buy my cars. I'm trying to buy yours. No matter what it is, car, truck, van, or SUV, we're paying thousands over internet value. At Fletcher, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Sherwin, not only are we giving top dollar for your current vehicle, but we're offering you an unbeatable deal on any brand new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep vehicle. Check out the 32-mile-per-gallon Dodge Charger, as low as $299 a month with zero down. All new Challengers starting at just $21,988. Nothing says spring like the all new Jeep lineup, with Wranglers starting at just $21,988. Grand Cherokees buy right now, zero down, 0% interest, and no payments till May. Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood is your Ram truck headquarters with four-door Ram starting at just $21,988. This weekend we're offering a $500 gas card with any new car purchase, but only at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. Call us now, 834-7700, or online at FletcherDeals.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-600-6313. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-600-6313. That's 1-800-600-6313. 1-800-600-6313.
Isle of Capri Luna is giving you two big reasons to stop by this February with a two-truck blowout. That's right. We're putting two lucky winners behind the wheel of a brand new truck on Saturday, February 11th, and again on the 25th. So get here for your chance to ride away a winner. Stop in January 31st through February 25th to earn entries into the drawing. Aisle 1 members will get one free entry each day and additional entries with every 10 points earned on their card. On Fridays and Saturdays in February, we'll draw winners for aisle play and finalist positions. Then on February 11th and 25th, the action will heat up each night when 24 lucky finalists will pick a key to see if it unlocks their new truck. Imagine, it could be you tearing up the road in one of these hot new trucks. So what are you waiting for? Get your entry for the two-truck blowout now through February 25th. Only at Isle of Capri Luna.
Must be 21. Event is subject to change or cancellation without notice. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Now back to the 225 Rush High Definition Studios of Rush Satellite and the show with no name. I know, but until a station in this market gets an all-80s, all-the-time format, it's the best we can do. Take it away, Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
All right, we got the clothes in today.
What?
The clothes. The Friday clothes.
Well, I don't know why it's not there. Let me go look.
Yeah, I got to look real quick. I was just about to pay RJ a great compliment.
Days when the rains came down in the hollow.
It's a funny thing. I mean, they were talking about the cover bands the other day. The number of people that think this is actually a Jimmy Buffett song because he covered it. And the younger people had never heard this version beyond me. But I will go on record as saying this version is better than Jimmy Buffett's. And I love me some Jimmy Buffett.
A brown-eyed girl.
Oh, he made it. Made it minus the bass today.
You're
looking out the window. You thought sandwiches were going to come
in. I thought sandwiches was coming in there. Tommy, I am getting emails on Facebook and all about what the real is mine, sending photographs with the travesty.
Well, that's just dumb. And realists, I feel your pain.
Red, I feel yours.
But realists, sometimes you just got to laugh at the white man. He's just trying to relate and get along, and he put cotton balls on special.
Cotton ball. I'm looking at Kool-Aid, Oreo cookies.
And for those black African-Americans out there, when we do this stuff, I think most of you know that we're just doing it to goof off and have fun. We've had your favorite Jew right before Christmas. We've done it all. And when we say, who's your favorite black guy, or the Mount Rushmore of black guys, if anything, that's an honor.
Yeah,
we're taking time to have so far. For those of you that got upset, screw you.
Oh, yeah. And I sent an email to a guy yesterday that said, we in no way, only speaking for all of us, when I said we in no way mean to offend anybody by race, their sexual orientation.
Now, we might mean to offend people, but not because of that, though.
No, exactly. Not because of those reasons.
Right.
And we put our foot in our mouth all the time. I mean, when you speak this many times.
Yeah, it happens.
It can.
Yeah, like when you challenged her to the swim move a while ago.
I went to the swim move, yeah. And I had no idea. And you
came up like waist high on her.
But here's the deal.
That was a big chick.
I didn't automatically think that all the women in the group, I didn't think about their sexual orientation.
The whole team showed up. They just kept coming.
They sure did.
Yeah, they did. They're still coming.
Right, and then the one dude.
I think I know what happened to Firehouse now.
Oh!
Show with no name. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
If David Basil really is engaged.
That is just a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
That's the reason he did not come in today.
If he is, that could be the Savior War Memorial. He could have the wedding there.
Oh, that'd be one more event, probably.
That is exactly what I'm trying to point. But
thanks to Crawford, they have a, quote, plumbing issue over there right now.
You know what? If everybody, listen, taking a cue from the Little Rock Airport and the Don Adams Field, what I'm going to do.
It's not Don Adams Field. Don Adams is dead.
Johnny! Son of a bitch!
Show with no name. Hello.
Hey, Tommy, it's Cutright.
Hey, Cutright.
Hey. I just want to say real quick, my favorite black guy is Reverend Shakalaka. My favorite Asian guy is Danny Joe Crawford. My favorite white guy, let's see, who would that be? Tommy Robinson and all these people that get upset over these things. We're just having fun here. Lighten the hell up, please.
Yeah, I went to Joe Franklin ahead of time. I said, am I going to piss people off by doing this? Because if so, screw it, we won't do it. Because I thought it was lighthearted fun. Your favorite black guy, everybody's got one. You got a favorite black athlete, everybody's
got favorite white
one.
Guy. Can you not have a favorite white guy? Who's your favorite white guy?
Well, I remember we took every ethnic joke and turned it into a white guy joke, like every Polar
Just like you
joke.
Do Little Johnny jokes.
Right, Little Johnny jokes.
There was two great shows that went to hell because of being politically correct, and that was Saturday Night Live and In Living Color with the Wayans brothers.
I think it did hurt them. And
yeah, they made fun of, you know, they just poked fun at stereotypes, and it just, you know, it's not, my God,
I'm with you, Cutright, and always good to talk to you, buddy.
And so, that is not. There's not any truth to the rumor that is the only reason that Reverend Shakalaka can only appear one day a year, and it'd be the last day of February.
Happy
and somebody told him the 30th.
The 30th
of February.
The 30th.
Last call of the day. Who we got? Hello.
Hello.
You're the last call of the day. What do you got?
Me?
Well, you were. I love those guys. RJ, I want to tell you, you do a great job. You put
Thanks,
that
Tommy.
Step together. Boom, boom, boom.
Been stepping up a little bit, have you?
Been trying to, guys.
Without Basil here today, we did fine. We did wonderful. Had a good time. Had a good week of shows, and I wanted to thank you.
Firehouse Subs
stumbles through the door at the very last minute. Firehouse Subs, go get you some this weekend.
Yeah, David, we'll be at the home show today, everybody, from 4 until 6. Go out there and see
and
the band.
Don't forget UALR, Arkansas State, Saturday, 7 o'clock tip. Last regular season game of the year. Ought to be a fun game.
I'll be there.
Baptist Health Helpline. How can I help you?
I need to see somebody about this pain in my hip.
At Baptist Health, we know you and your family need a reliable source to find a physician and health information. That's why we offer Baptist Health Helpline, your free resource for healthcare answers. Everything from physician appointments, health information, and directions.
Thanks. That answers everything.
Glad we could help.
For all our best, call 1-888-BAPTIST.
The home of over 100 white trucks and vans. That's T&B Auto Sales on I-30 in Bryant. T&B specializes in late model, low mileage, commercial and fleet vehicles. Plumbers, electricians, heating and air installers. If you work for a living, you need to know about T&B Auto Sales. Don't overspend on a brand new vehicle when T&B can give you exactly what you want pre-owned for a lot less. Call 847-2727. That's 847-2727 or on the web at worktrucksandvans.com. T&B Auto Sales, home of over 100 white trucks and vans.
Justin, the Shooter, and the Freak are waiting for you in the zone. Next on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.